It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Christian Catt here live from Sin City alongside Cincinnati head coach Scott Satterfield. Coach, what a venue this is. What a couple of days this is for the Big 12, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great event for, I think, particularly for our student athletes. They get to come out and, you know, bring a nice suit and come out and experience you know, what all this media hype's all about. I think, you know, now coming out here to Las Vegas, which, you know, several of our guys have never been here, to be able to see all the lights and ride down the street, to see that. And it's a beautiful stadium here, Legion Stadium. You know, it's a great opportunity for our guys and really for us to get around and talk to a little bit of media and pump up our team.
Yeah, what's that conversation like with your team when you talk to your boys heading into something like this where they got a microphone in their hand 24/7? What's that conversation?
Well, I mean, obviously, you don't want to put out any bulletin board material, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think, you know, but, you know, you're bringing them out here for a reason. I mean, they know how to handle themselves. They've talked to media a bunch in the past, and, you know, they're going to be supportive of our team while not saying anything bad or controversial about another team. I think more than anything, it's about what we tell our guys, the message is about our team and pump our guys up and what we're doing. And, I think, they're a great representation of the University of Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was about to ask about that. When someone talks about Cincinnati football and the players that are on that team, I believe it oftentimes is a reflection of their coach. What do you want that message to be about your team, how people see them reflect upon you?
Well, yeah, I want them to see a team that they do things right. You know, a team that we want to be respected by everyone because of how we play the game, the physical brand. We play extremely hard. We play for each other. And I think, you know, if we can do that and that's how we're known, you know, then I think that's a success. And, you know, hopefully along the way we win some games. You know, I think that's obviously what we're all in this thing for, is to win football games. But we want to do things the right way. And that comes from hard work. That comes from discipline. That comes from doing the things you're supposed to do on a daily basis. You know, for our guys, it started back in January. And now we're all the way through this summer. They've worked extremely hard. And I know everybody has. But, you know, I know what our guys have done and how hard and difficult it is. So, and now we're on the home stretch. I mean, we're you know, roughly 3 weeks away before we start camp. You know, and that's when you really become a team, is when you start that August camp and get ready for your first game.
Year two in the Big 12, year two as head coach with Cincinnati. What advice would you give to coaches that are entering the Big 12 for the first time in 2024, teams that are coming over from the Pac-12?
Well, I think, you know, number one, I think this league has some great coaches and some great players, you know, from top to bottom. And if your team's not prepared on a weekly basis, then you're going to get beat. I mean, that's just the way this league is. It's, you know, I was in ACC for 4 years at Louisville, and now, you know, slid over here last year in the Big 12. And I was very impressed by the Big 12. You know, there's some very cool venues you're going to be playing at. And now, shoot, we're spread out across the whole country from the East Coast, from Florida to Utah, you know. And our student athletes get a great experience, I think, and being able to go see the United States. And I think we try to embrace that. It's an opportunity to play a lot of these teams. And, you know, you're going to be playing on some national TV and some all the different things that you'll be able to do. And here's the other thing about this year, too, is, you know, now we have a 12-team playoff.
Exactly.
And so you win this league, you're going to the playoffs, you know. And if you finish second, you got a chance, you know. So I think there's a lot to play for. You know, we want to be a relevant team. We want to be one of those teams competing for those championships. We take it one game at a time, and then we'll see where you are at the end of the season.
And you mentioned the 12-team playoff. I'm glad you brought it up. How does that change maybe the strategy, the game plan going into a season, knowing not only one loss doesn't end your season in terms of a title hope, but even two losses might not? Does it change things and how you utilize your players and maybe playing through minor injuries that you might not?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're certainly going to take it one game at a time, and you're going to see, you know, where you are with your guys, depending on the injuries and those type of things. You know, your non-conference may not matter as much if you can handle your conference. That'll probably be the case. And, you know, some of these teams have some hard teams they have to play in that non-conference to stretch, you know. But now we're playing nine games in this league. And it's again, competitive. You know, you hope that you don't beat each other up and see where it's at the end. You know, you love to get multiple teams in the playoffs. I think the more teams we can get in the playoffs, the better, because, you know, now you're getting a national spotlight on your Big 12 teams as opposed to some of the other conferences. And so I think obviously you want to be a competing at a high level at the end of the season and be able to play in those playoffs. But I think that's going to be maybe this off season the most exciting time in the history of college football. When we look at the top schools in the country, when we're playing a 12-team playoff, that's going to be exciting.
It certainly is. I think just as a television viewer of college football, I'm out of the mix as much as you are in the mix, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a head football coach, but I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, I love watching bowl games, but, I mean, this is going to be exciting, you know, and you're going to have four teams going to host a game, and then, you know, this thing is going to go on for a few weeks, and that's going to be really cool to see. I think it's going to continue to grow our sport, and it's already the best world, you know what I mean? So it's going to be really cool.
Year two in the Big 12, a couple of schools that this program has not been at before, and you mentioned how much of a college football fan you are. What new venues in 2024 are you excited to go? I know Boulder's on the way.
Yeah.
Manhattan. What are you excited to go to?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, going to Colorado, that'd be awesome. It's family weekend that weekend, October 26th. It's already sold out, so that's going to be cool. You know, I think we have to go to Iowa State and Kansas State. You know, to me, two of the better teams in this league. I think Iowa State's got everybody coming back. Kansas State's picked to be toward the top of the league, so that's going to be very hard venues to go play at. You know, so, you know, we're going to Central Florida this year as well. So, I mean, yeah, Texas Tech. I mean, you know, Texas Tech and Iowa State, I've never been. Kansas State, never been to some of those schools. So I'm excited about going and playing those venues. I've heard great things about them. I know they're tough places to play. You know, so these teams have a lot of pride and a lot of great coaches and players. So it'll be awesome to be able to go compete against them.
Now, talking about your team this year, new quarterback Brandon Sorsby over from Indiana. What did you see from him that made you want to make him a Bearcat?
Yeah, I mean, I think just watching him play in those last six games, I thought Indiana was very competitive in all those games that he played in. And he's got a quick release. He's got a very accurate throwing arm. I tell you what I also loved about him is the fact that he went and tried to fight and go get some yards. Like, he can run. You know, he's a big guy. He's 230, 232. But he's a guy that the players will want to play for because he lays it on the line every time he's out there. You know, I also think his best football is ahead of him. I mean, he was a redshirt freshman last year, and so he's got a lot of ball ahead of him, and I'm excited to watch him compete and see where we're at, who we are when we start playing the ball.
Last year, first year for your head coaching here at Cincinnati, first year in the Big 12 at Cincinnati as a program. Record in conference play wouldn't where you wanted to be at 1-8. What positives that aren't shown in that record did you find in 2023?
Well, I think we did some good things out there as we look at. We mentioned this earlier in the conversation. You know, we're the country in rushing. You know, we have our top seven offensive linemen back. So they competed at a high level now, being able to run the football. Corey Conner's back. You know, we upgraded our tight end room this year with some new players that we brought in. You know, I feel like year two, all those guys are back. They got that experience and that knowledge from last year. There were several games when it came down to the very end and we lost, you know, four or five games, one possession games, you know. So I think we wasn't that far away. You know, I think about some teams like a TCU 2 years ago played in the Final Four, and last year was a close to the Final Four team. You know, it's a very fine line being able to be at the top of the conference or being at the bottom. So I think so this year with the additions of the guys we brought in, including the guys that played last year, the experience, I think we'll have a team that certainly can make some noise in this Big 12.
And do you set goals with numbers attached to those goals in terms of win number?
No, not in terms of win number. I mean, our goals are defend and nip at Liberty Stadium. We want to win every game at home. We have to beat our rivals in Miami, Ohio this year. And we want to get to Dallas. You know, we want to compete for the Big 12 championship. So it's not in terms of wins, but those three goals right there, we want to try to accomplish.
And so then what would a successful season look like for you in 2024?
If we can put together a team that's going to be very competitive in this league, we need to win our share of games this year. Last year was unacceptable, quite honestly, with how we finished, winning in the conference, and gets us a bowl game, and there in the second half of the season, hopefully we compete for the Big 12 championship.
I'll play a game with you. Here at Big 12 Media Day, who's who of Big 12 football? And college football probably has the best characters of any league in terms of head coaches and how guys you see make their stops and make their rounds around the country, and they make an impression on who they are. So I'm going to give you a prompt, and you're going to tell me which Big 12 coach is most likely to do said prompt. Which Big 12 coach is most likely to have the mind to start a bank heist, like Ocean's 11, Vegas-style heist, that has the mind for it, that has tenacity, the ambition? Which Big 12 coach would set up a bank heist?
I think this guy's pretty savvy and sly. I would say Gundy.
Yeah.
That's who I would say. He's been around a while, too.
Right, he's got a connection.
He's got a lot of connections.
He'll know a guy.
He knows some guy. He knows some people. And I feel like he's got a lot of poise. He'd be able to pull that.
Which Big 12 coach would be most likely to moonlight as a professional wrestler? Showing up at the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, you have it.
Well, that's Matt Campbell. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Campbell, of course, I coached with Matt for a year. He hourly probably doesn't put that out, but inwardly, he's got it in him. He could be a character now when it comes to that right there. So I'm going to say Matt Campbell.
Which Big 12 head coach would be most likely to get ejected from their child's T-ball game? As a coach or even as a parent and son?
Man, oh, that's pretty tough there.
You can say no comment. It's only year two in the Big 12. Yeah, I don't want you to make any enemies.
Yeah, I don't really know who might do that. I don't know how fired up. I'm trying to think of somebody that would get a 15-yard penalty from the sideline, and I don't know who that might be.
Which Big 12 head coach is most likely to write a best-selling novel?
It would just come about. I would say like Malzahn. I think like he's kind of like a mad scientist. You know, he's got the glasses, the studious looks, and we can put together.
Probably a little.
And finally, which Big 12 head coach is most likely to dominate the hot dog eating contest? Get all 16 of you guys, one room, line it up. Who's coming out on top?
I would say Kalani at BYU. I feel like he's kind of a big guy. I feel like he made a lot of hot dogs. I don't know that to be true. That's just what I mean.
This is Coach Satterfield with Cincinnati. Coach, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure you got plenty more responsibilities. I appreciate the time you took with me.
Appreciate it. Take care.